even there. Not quite sure why that happens. Now, if you adjust out for that, in the first 10 days, domestic sales were still running about a 10.5 million seasonally adjusted rate, which is pretty good.
I'm not going to get excited about any of the monthly figures, so how about the 10-day figures? Why should we?
Even they don't.
They all lie. I don't mean the people, but the figures lie.
Well, those figures are not wrong. But I mention this only because even then, you get a headline that's a sharp drop. Auto sales is still very strong.
If the headline is a drop, but you don't
about the kind of drop you'd expect in the third 10 days of October or the first 10 days of November. So, I did the second point I wanted to comment on was I do feel, as I indicated in this memorandum, that for two reasons, it's becoming urgently important for us to start to move ahead in the international monetary area. One of them is that our not doing it is, I think, having a significantly adverse effect on business sentiment here, far beyond New York. It's surprisingly pervasive. That is a concern about this problem. And the second one is that I think we can negotiate out something which would have to be interpreted as a massive victory. That is, when you see the exchange rate changes that we can now get, I'm sure, relative to what they were willing to discuss pre-October 15th, they've come a long way. Now, associated with that is the high probability that our negotiating position is now deteriorating. As these countries, for a variety of reasons, become more and more preoccupied with their own domestic weakness, because the Japanese are concerned about their own recession. In Italy, they're having a recession. The UK has about the same kind of slight weak. I mentioned this in this memorandum. And as they become more worried about their domestic situation, I think they're going to be less inclined to give ground in terms of their exchange rate and therefore their competitive position internationally. So for both these reasons, I seem to be quite desirable that we start to move into it. Now, I should mention that I think Paris tonight and the OECD economic policy. Now, by the way, sure, I'll take a certain amount of flack there, but I thought I can handle the charge that we're not moving in this area by simply saying this is not the forum where this will be discussed anyway, so where it'll be resolved anyway.
You could say that we are being all of the Europeans and the Japanese have offered really up to this point. Talked about the revaluation, but let's leave the Japanese out of it for a moment. That may be a special separate problem. The Europeans all they said get rid of the surcharge and raise the price of oil. Do you know anything else?
I think we can get
concerning the British position, that's the French position.
Well, the French,
I understand that. Stupid, they don't know what you
do. Well, Italian,
they're not.
I think we could probably get close to a 10% change in the D-mark dollar relationship. I think we could get about 15, or if we push our
one that's got any guts. That business council is the most useless bunch of bastards I ever saw. Really? Oh, sure, you've got Don and all you guys, and you know that started with Coca-Cola's.
some motion in the plant and equipment spending. So that they pull the law there if they've had this lack of confidence. That has to give way to the reality.
So what's strong? What do you mean strong sales?
Well, we've had, I think, very strong retail. Look at the automobile industry. Auto sales are just fantastic. And that is going to have its impact on the production side.
I think this will show up in the curve. I don't expect to be able to strengthen the capital spending. We definitely
don't. You don't think so?
I don't. I think it would not be realistic.
Do you agree with O'Reilly's speech in the Wall Street Journal yesterday where I can argue that after Christmas, there's a shortage in the first meeting?
I think that's quite right. I think we're going to see accumulation in the inventory back to real. Well, I have one more, which pertains to my own personal plans. I talked to Bob about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Herb's memorandum, which I assume, remember, I assume when I